Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
That's right, and welcome to another week of Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We always have a great time, and this week will be no different. We've got a lot of great questions lined up, got a lot of great emails, and we've got calls coming in from all over the country because we want to help you have the best-looking house on the block. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to August. This is our first radio show in the month of August as we're speeding our way through to the end of summer. I don't know about you, Danny, but I'm about ready for some cooler weather. I'm up in Connecticut where it's a lot cooler than where Danny is down in Alabama, but either way, I'm ready for some cooler weather.
Yeah, it seems like everywhere I've been lately has been pretty warm. We had a great trip up to Rhode Island, and we were able to go up and tape an episode with some great partners there for our Elevate Your Exterior contest, which was a contest we ran here on Today's Homeowner a few months ago, and it took us a little while to put all the pieces together, but man, did it work out well with our friends from Therma-True on a brand new door unit that went in so easily, and Fiberon just completely replaced this old wood deck. I mean, within one day, they had an awesome looking deck, including the handrails, and then we also had some Fiberon millwork that went up around the front of the house. Can't wait for y'all to see that episode that'll be coming up. We have some brand new shows coming up. A lot of people say, when's the new shows coming up on television? They're coming up very, very soon because we've been out there and really working hard to get those episodes going. But one thing we did on the road, Joe, is haven't really done much of the Airbnbs, but right. We actually rented a little Airbnb in downtown Warwick, Rhode Island, right on a little creek. It really turned out to be a pretty good way of staying instead of those hotels that you get so tired of.
Yeah, especially this day and age, traveling, some people are a little reluctant to go in and out of hotels where there are a lot of people coming and going. So, yeah, B&Bs are a great way to find accommodations, whether you're just staying a day or a week, and there are even some long-term ones in almost every city and town across the whole world, I think, these days.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of things going on. But this week, we do have a lot of calls and a lot of emails. We want to remind you of the telephone number. The Today's Homeowner Hotline is 1-800-946-4420. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can give us a call. And we've got a lot of great calls that came in this week. Also, we always get some wonderful emails, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Let me read one email here. I'll tell you, from time to time, we just get one. And boy, it just makes you feel good. This one came in from Ginger. Said, "Hey, I just have to share this with you. After watching one of your recent episodes on replacing a toilet, it gave me tons of confidence. I'm a 67-year-old great-grandma, and I had a leak on the bottom of our toilet for months that just really smelled bad. My husband is in his 80s, so he couldn't really help me, and none of my family could either because of the COVID virus. So it was up to me. On your episode, you had helped a young mother. Step-by-step instructions really gave me the feeling that I could really do this. Of course, when the toilet was pulled up, the tile came up as well. But I cleaned up the flange, put down new tile, flange, baseboards, and sealed everything. It looks great. Thank you for your help and advice, and I love your show." This is from Ginger. Didn't say where she's from. But
that's amazing. Good for her.
But that's cool, you know, when you inspire someone like that. And certainly that's what we want to do each and every week, is not make it complicated, not be dramatic, but really shoot you straight on the things that you can do around your home. And there's some things you need to leave to the pros, and you can't be too ambitious that turns, you know, too much ambition can equate to a little bit of frustration. We've all seen homeowners that just got in a little over their head. You got to take those baby steps to get into some of the projects.
Absolutely. I know why Ginger didn't tell us where she lived, because in case either of us had a leaky toilet, she doesn't want us calling her.
Right.
Hey, Ginger, what are you doing this weekend? Come on over. I tell you, I've replaced quite a few toilets, and I've never seen one that the tile came up with the toilet. So that means that leak was there quite a while.
That's
and it
right,
probably,
yeah.
You know, rotted a little bit at a subfloor, at least released the adhesive or the grout or whatever kind of tile this is. And, but that's the reason you want to fix a leak right away, because even if it's only a little bit of water, it doesn't seem like it's causing that much of a problem on the floor, but you don't know what it's doing to the wood framing underneath and a plywood subfloor or the slab, or whatever's underneath.
Sounds like she caught it just in time there.
She did. Yeah. So good for her. Good for her.
Hey, here's another one that I thought was pretty good. This one came in and said, Danny and Joe might be interested in the solution that I took for my problem that they agreed might work. Now, as we recall on this, a gentleman named Bruce was having a lot of efflorescence on the floor of
right.
his garage.
And I remember that.
The white deposits, and you know, was frustrated. He had cleaned it and it came back. What could he do? So we suggested cleaning it again, letting it dry, and put some waterproofing down. And he asked about putting down the tiles, you know, the PVC interlocking tiles. Well, he found one that he sent us some great pictures here. We'll make sure this gets on our radio page so that you can see this before and after picture. But it was he said, I installed a PVC interlocking tile, Nortz brand. Norsk brand from Home Depot that is a vented design and that covered up the efflorescent problem very well and still allows it to breathe. This completely hides and covers up that white powdery surface and makes the garage look great. So there's a good solution that one of our listeners found, and the pictures on this, you know that flooring. And I have it in a portion of my old house downstairs. That really looks cool, especially, you know, if you want to take it up anytime.
Right.
It's not glued down. It's just interlocking. If you want to take it up and take a water hose and clear it out once a year or whatever, you can do that. It really is a good. And another thing, if you're standing in front of that workbench a lot, it'll kind of cushion your feet a little bit.
Right, because you're not standing on concrete. Well, the thing he mentioned that's really important, that it's vented. Right, because it's you don't want to trap moisture under any kind of concrete on top of any kind of concrete floor, because then you're going to have mold and mildew. And ordinarily efflorescence, which is basically salt and minerals leaching out of the concrete, it will stop eventually. But we have heard from listeners who said, "Well, I've been cleaning this for 5-6 years now, and it's still coming out." So that's a little unusual. And I think he had that same problem with the floor. Maybe it's a he's got a high water table there or something where he lives. But in any case, being able to that floor to breathe, get some fresh air through there, will cut down on the moisture and the mold. And of course, being able, as you said, to take it up and clean the floor if he needs to. If that efflorescence builds up enough and comes through those holes, the grid pattern that's in that flooring, then he can take it up and just clear it off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. By the way, Joe, we talk about food. Of course, I wish we'd arranged to drop by to see you there when we were in Rhode Island, but we were so busy from started at 7 in the morning. And sometimes it was 7 at night before we ever even got away from there. But
sure,
there's lobster there. Did you know that? Well, there used to be.
Yeah, if you've looked at a map recently, Rhode Island's right next to Connecticut. So, yes, I've seen lobster there. Did you eat them all? There are no more.
We kind of depleted a fair amount of lobster rolls there and tried different ones and different places and ran into so many people that love Today's Homeowner. And
we're
in this fantastic restaurant, and our social media guy had posted a picture and everything. And right away, the owner of the restaurant, we'd were already left, said, "Wow, I wish I'd have known that Today's Homeowner crew was here. I would have really taken care of him." And he went on to say, in his Facebook post, that that because of all of the tips that he receives from us here at Today's Homeowner, his restaurant is able to continue running smoothly.
Wow,
so,
isn't that great?
I said, yeah, I could have gotten a free lobster roll out of that.
Yeah,
darn, I missed my opportunity.
Yeah, in fact, we had a lobster dinner here this past weekend. We had 8 lobsters here.
Is that right?
We had brought in from Maine, so where most lobsters are coming from. But yeah, Rhode Island, I mean, you live in a great spot in the world for seafood, but Rhode Island, as you now know, has got great, great seafood being right on the ocean like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Hey, coming up during this hour, we're going to talk about a lot of different subjects like we always do. Patio repairs. If you got that ugly concrete patio out there, Joe, we get a lot of calls about that, especially when it starts getting to look bad.
Right.
And boy, there's a lot of solutions we have for that.
Yeah, and it's often, if it's cracking, you know, it often has to do with, is it just surface cracks? Are they just like hairline cracks and I don't have to worry about them? Probably not, at least not right now. But what if there's a larger crack and there's a height difference where part of the slab's a little higher or lower than the other? Then we have a big issue. Then there's an issue. So, but there's lots of ways to repair concrete these days. That's the reason there are so many products available for doing that. Exactly.
That's right. And we'll share a number of those ideas with you if you're having that same problem. Also, we're going to be checking in with Chelsea that has a brand new project coming up that we want to tell you all about and encourage you to go by checkinginwithchelsea.com. And also, I think I'm going to ask her about a real big thing that just happened in her life.
Yes, I heard.
A house that she just acquired, her and her husband and family, and it's going to be a very special renovation that we'll be doing there. We'll tell you all about that. Air conditioning issues, yep, it's that time of the year, so we'll tell you a few of the things that you need to think about there and try to solve a few problems that a couple homeowners have with getting that temperature down where it's nice and comfortable. And also, of course, a simple solution will be coming your way in just a little while. We appreciate you spending some of your busy weekend with us here on Today's Homeowner, and would certainly encourage you to give us a call, 800-946-4420. Send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a second.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app. Delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it. And a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order, so you can keep doing what you do best. Whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And every week, we're so proud to be able to talk about one of our radio stations. Over 300 stations now broadcast the Today's Homeowner Radio Show each and every week. And here's a brand new one that's joining our network, and it is WLEA AM 1480 in Hornell, New York.
And hello and welcome to Program Director Brian O'Neill. Thank you, Brian, for putting us on the air there, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio family. Founded in 1790, Hornell is located in a beautiful part of rural western New York State, about 70 miles or so south of Rochester. In fact, Danny, I've visited Hornell several times.
Is that right?
Because my daughter Kate attended college at nearby Alfred University, which is only about 10 minutes or so from Hornell. And there's not a whole lot happening in Alfred, so we'd always go over to Hornell to, you know, go out to dinner or something like that. So hello to everybody in Hornell. And also, it's the hometown of actor Bob Crane.
Is that right?
Remember Bob Crane?
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes. Colonel Hogan. That's right. Yeah. He died under mysterious circumstances, I think in like 1978 or so. He's relatively young. But he's from Hornell. And as I said, it's a beautiful part of the state. That western New York State is just a lot of farms, a lot of great people. So look forward to hearing from some homeowners who live out in Hornell.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. It's real easy. You just pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is that Today's Homeowner hotline. And as we always say, we encourage emails as well. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to go to New Hampshire. Tom's on the line. Tom, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Danny, thank you so much for taking my call.
Certainly. Tell us about this concrete patio. We have a lot of homeowners that have, you know, challenges with the concrete patio. Appreciate you sending these pictures. So tell us what's happening there.
Well, overall, it's an old patio. It's over 50 years old, and most of it is still holding up. It's about 23 by 14 for the entire thing. But what I've noticed is quite a portion of it is not sloped away from the house properly. So water, rain, et cetera, collects for long periods of time against the foundation, which we all know is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I've also got a lot of the surface that you can see in the pictures that's broken away. And I've taken a hammer and broken a lot of the loose concrete away with in anticipation of preparing it, you know, for resurfacing. So I have been looking at a couple of different products online and thinking and watching some different videos at some of the big box stores. I was looking at the Rapid Set Concrete Mix and the Rapid Set Cement All.
Yep.
The cement all seems to have, like, you can go to from 4 inches all the way down to a feather finish, according to what they say.
Mm-hmm. But that's right. Yep.
I'm picking your brain.
Okay, sure. Glad to help you on it. It is a common problem. Let me ask you a couple questions. Are there many cracks, pronounced cracks, that extend down into the concrete slab itself?
Not so much cracks as whole areas where the surface is, you know, broken away and deteriorated.
Okay. And where I'm seeing an air conditioner here, I see a section of the concrete that seems to be retaining okay. How thick is that from the lower part of the slab to that? It looks to be about 3/4 inch.
At least. And actually, there's a section right behind the AC unit to the house that was never even filled in, so it drops down, and my thinking is I will just take and put, you know, fill it in with concrete.
Okay.
Just to bring it up.
Okay. Well, we do recommend a resurfacer from Quikrete quite a bit called Recap, and I've used it many, many times, and it's real good. But, Joe, what do you think about that? Do you think that that Tom should use maybe a little bit of filler before he tries the resurfacing just because of the thickness of that difference?
Yeah, you might want to do that exactly, Tom. I'm looking at these photographs, and thanks for sending them, by the way.
Sure.
Yeah, as you said, I mean, you have to do whatever you can to get this sloping away from the house, because that's not going to do anything but cause trouble. And part of the reason this might be blistering up and spalling is the term, the concrete's cracking and blistering up near the house, is the water sitting there. You live in New Hampshire, snow melts and then refreezes, it's probably popping this concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you have to do whatever you can. I mean, I would certainly try to repair it before I replace the whole slab, because, you know, it'd be a lot less time and money. And if it doesn't work, then you can replace it. But the two products you mentioned, the Rapid Set, the Cementol Rapid Set, is the product to probably use. Like you said, you can feather it out. The concrete mix, the Rapid Set concrete mix, is typically recommended for surfaces that you have to pour deeper than 4 inches, and you're not going to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So of those two products, if that's what your question is, then I would go with the Rapid Set Cement All. It sets up really quickly. In fact, be aware, it sets up like within 5 minutes or so. So if you use it, you can use less water, and it'll make a stronger mix. But of course, less water makes it harder to smooth out, and you'd have to do it much more quickly. So just read those instructions if you're going to be using either of those products. And also, you want to wet down any product you're going to put down. You want to wet the surface first. Don't leave any puddles behind, but you want to clean it well, wet it, so it's not going to suck the moisture out of the new concrete. Then go over it either with that product or, like Danny said, Quikrete's got a product, Recap. You can check that online as well.
I will.
And it may be just having to, you know, and you, if you look at the Quikrete site and look at some of the videos they have for Recap, you'll see in some areas where they mix a batch and then they'll kind of spread it around some of these sloped areas, you know, to kind of build it up. Instead of putting down a full 1 inch, you might put down 2 1/2 inch. That really works out very well. But check out that, and you'll be surprised at the before and after pictures. We always, every time we've used it, it's been amazing what you can do with that product in a pretty short amount of time.
And as you say, because it does set up rather quickly, my thinking was to try to do sections, you know, do a section at a time.
Yeah, you could do that for the patchwork, but when you put the final material on, it's very easy to use a rubber squeegee, a heavy-duty squeegee, and do the entire thing. Wouldn't take probably, and you have a little workability in the Recap mixture, but it'd be very easy to cover. Once you get the patching done and it's ready, then you can resurface the whole thing. It's just like putting a nice coat of paint over the entire thing, and then you can use a broom to put a light broom finish on it so that it, you know, keeps it from being, you know, kind of anti skid approach to it.
And Danny, I was thinking in those terms of doing the patching first, and then what would you recommend for doing the entire surface to make it uniform at the end?
Yeah, I would definitely use the recap, R-E-C-A-P, recap from Quikrete. Check it out. You'll be surprised, and you'll also see how easy it is to work.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you so much.
Hey, our pleasure. Let us know if we can help you any other way, Tom. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Bye-bye. Good.
Hey, we've been sharing with you a few tips from our friends at the Metal Roofing Alliance. And one of the things, Joe, people don't even think about is the curb appeal that you can get. I mean, the roof, you know, represents a good bit of what your house looks like. And just like you would if you were putting a color of paint on the wall, getting a little swatch and looking at it in different light is the way that you can do to choose the right roofing color and texture options. Because, you know, it's not just the smooth, galvanized looking roofing that's available. You can even get a metal roof that looks like tile, slate, even asphalt. And you can go and get some of the sample colors of the different material and come and put it outside your house and look at it for a little while, because this thing's going to last 50 years or more. So you really want to make sure that you're getting one that does look well with the rest of your house. And of course, because it is Energy Star qualified, it is considered a cool roof. So you can beat the heat, save some money, and really make your outside of your house look a lot better, because, you know, paint colors tend to change a little bit, but metal roofs will last for over, 50 years. So you're going to be with that color for a long time. But here's what makes it easy. The Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com has a free online visualizer on its website where you can just upload a photo, try different colors, and that way you'll feel confident when you order that roofing with a qualified roof installer that you're getting the right color that you want. It's another great tip from our friends at Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. If you've ever tried finishing drywall in a room without a light fixture, or tried to extend an outdoor paint project a little past sunset, well, you know the value of a good work light. Apparently, the folks at DeWalt figured it out too, because their 3000 lumen 20 volt max tripod light is a great one. First off, it's powered by their popular 20 volt battery platform, so you don't need to trip over miles of extension cords in order to use it. Now, it has three brightness settings, so you can customize the light to your space and whatever project that you might be doing. And the tripod stand stands up easily, and the telescoping pole extends up to 7 feet. That way, you can reduce shadows and any glare that you might have. And because it's an LED light, it stays cool to the touch and is very stingy with its battery power, which means it lasts a long, long time. Plus, it's designed for the job site, so it can handle a little use and abuse. I'm sure you'll be interested in finding out more information on this DeWalt 3000 lumen 20 volt max tripod light. So log on to HomeDepot.com. I'll tell you what, the old days of using those old halogen lights and adding about 15 degrees to a job site.
At least 15 degrees.
Yeah, you almost not even want a light in order to try to stay a little cooler in those situations.
So. Yeah, and the nice thing about this design, this new DeWalt light, is it folds down and collapses about the size of like a photographic tripod, maybe a little bigger, but that's it. It has a little handle, you just carry it in and out, because, you know, most of these things take up so much space. I was like, okay, now I'm not using it. What do I do with it? So it's really a nice design. It took them a while to come out with it, but I think it's worth the wait.
Yeah, and so many times when you have some of these tools like this, you end up using them for so many other things other than home improvement projects. You know, you might be having a party, you might be doing, fishing. Fishing with lights,
fishing,
right?
Yeah, hey, that's right. It's battery operated. We can bring it with us.
All right. Well, let's shift gears right now and bring in Chelsea Lipford-Wolf with Checking In with Chelsea, brought to you by Woodcraft. Chelsea, what's going on with your August Checking In with Chelsea episode? Tell us about it.
Well, after hearing that best new product, I need to get that because I was just staying up late painting last night and couldn't see very well. So I need that light to put that on my list.
Absolutely.
But right now I'm checking in with Chelsea.com. I'm showing how to cut, install, and seal butcher block countertops.
Wow.
They're very popular right now because they're relatively inexpensive. They're a DIY project that you can do to update your kitchen, and that the wood tones in a kitchen just bring so much warmth to a kitchen space.
Well, you know, so many of the home centers and these special salvage type companies and so forth are starting to stock these things where they will have, you know, a 2 foot or 3 foot wide by 10 foot long slab. And it really is easy to create that nice island or to replace the countertops that you have. But we get a lot of questions about how to properly seal it. And that not only protects the wood, but you got to be careful what you seal it with because it has to be food friendly, right?
That's right. So I actually ordered my butcher block online at woodcraft.com because the kitchen I was doing just had two small sections. And so it worked out perfectly. And then I also got the water locks, which, Dad, we used before for a project on Today's Homeowner Television. And it's it's just a clear sealer that goes on. You can put multiple coats on. And it just makes that wood shine the way that you want it to.
And Chelsea, did you have any joints where one section of countertop was joining another, or did you have to cut out for a sink, or are these being used as they often are just for work surfaces?
It was just for work surfaces on either side of a stove.
Oh, I see. Right. That's great.
Yeah. So it turned out really well. We used a little bit of construction adhesive to hold it in place while I screwed it, you know, using the corner brackets that come on a base cabinet.
Right.
And easy peasy. The scariest part is cutting it with a circular saw.
Why is that?
You got the measurements right. You got the blade lined up.
Oh, yeah.
So I do have a few tricks on using a circular saw to cut butcher block on my video.
Oh, great.
Good. Good. So all you have to do is go to checkinginwithchelsea.com right now, and you'll be able to see exactly how she created this butcher block countertop. And you mentioned Woodcraft. I'll tell you, it's always amazing. You go to woodcraft.com, and you know, you think of it being like hardcore woodworking tools. They've got all of that. But boy, all the other things they have that's available and the finishes that they have and that kind of thing, it is pretty remarkable on what you can get there.
And they have a lot of information, too, some PDFs you can download for certain projects you might be working on. So it's definitely a great resource if you're considering doing anything with wood in or outside of your house.
Chelsea just mentioned a few minutes ago she was up late doing a little painting. She has been working very, very hard on an exciting new, very personal project that we're going to share with you on our Today's Homeowner Television Show, as well as on Checking In with Chelsea. Tell our listeners about it. We haven't talked about it, so go ahead and tell everybody what's happening in your life right now.
Yeah, well, the Wolf Pack is moving. We, my husband and I have purchased a larger home to continue raising our family in, and we're so excited. It's definitely a little bit of a fixer-upper, but we have already started work on it, like Dad said, for the TV show. So you'll get to see a little bit of that, as well as following me on Instagram at Checking In with Chelsea, is where I share a lot of the stuff as it's happening.
And what's actually happening is what you would normally do, that she has already sold her existing house. She needs to get into the new house. So what are the essential things you have to do to a home in order to make it livable? This is in pretty good shape, but it's kind of out of date. To freshen it, get it ready to move in, that's what that first episode of Today's Homeowner will point out. And that'll be airing in September, so make sure you check at todayshomeowner.com or checkinginwithchelsea.com to find out exactly where you can see it in your area. I look forward to sharing more of that information, Chelsea, with a lot of our folks. And you take care and you have a great day today.
All right, y'all too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jess.
Okay, bye-bye now. Well, yeah, that's going to be very interesting, and so many projects that we'll be doing there are some of the exact same projects that we hear about every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio, so we'll be able to share a lot of those experiences through Chelsea's eyes of what she wants and how she wants to approach it, so it should be a very, very interesting journey as we move forward with that whole project. We've got a lot more of the show coming up for you, including a simple solution that's right around the corner. We'll be right back.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Are you looking for a quick and inexpensive way to let fresh air in while keeping insects out? Check out Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a simple-to-install solution that attaches to your existing door frame with no tools needed, either inside or out, on single or sliding doors, and the durable mesh can stay up year-round. Plus, the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Cool off the easy way with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. Visit duckbrand.com today.
Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet & Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet & Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet & Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet & Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaning savings.
Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
You hooked on home improvement? Take our easy to understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where we're trying to help homeowners all over the country with any challenges they may have around your house. Right now, we're going to head to Florida. Michael's on the line. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. I hear you're kind of trying to figure out exactly what to do with a outside condenser unit on your house. Tell us all about it.
That's correct. My wife and I bought our house just before the quarantine went into place, and it was a below-grade house that the side of the house that, of course, gets all the shade also has the AC compressor out there. And so evidently there is a failed French drain underneath that. And there's these, you know, the previous owner worked a lot with, you know, limestone and mortar and did some flower beds, you know, that really looked nice, but it's holding a lot of water under there. So I need to find a way to get the compressor anchored properly. And I don't know if that's something I can do myself or if I'm going to have to call in a pro to help me out.
Okay. And when you're talking about anchoring it, what exactly are you talking about, anchoring it down or trying to raise it up some?
Well, yeah, just keeping it in place and, you know, keep it from eroding. There's a lot of dirt around there, and I'm afraid when I dig up, you know, around it through the French drain, you know, I don't want it to get, you know, off kilter. You know, I don't know if it has to be level. I presume it does.
Yeah, it's much better than it is. If it's not level, then it can wear out the fan and the bearings in it a good bit.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that could help in a lot of situations like that is, first of all, you want to make sure that pad is level. So if it's not level, then you need to put some blocks or bricks and make sure that it's good and level. And then one of the things you can do that'll help you on the drainage is just to rake it and grade it properly around.
Okay.
And then consider putting in some gravel. You know, gravel is so available now in bags. It's pretty inexpensive. And you could kind of maybe put 18 inches or so of gravel all the way around it. That way, any water that you have, that'll prevent the erosion, but still allow that water to move through. And the French drain that you mentioned, where would the French drain actually be coming from?
Well, it starts up at the front of the house. There is a gutter system on the side of the garage. And so, like I said, the previous owner, he did, you know, a lot of mortar and rock work, and he carried, I guess it's underneath there. I mean, there's nowhere else for it to go, but it has to be underneath there and goes all the way down to the back corner of the house. God, God, it's a good 30-foot run at least.
I see.
And it's all downhill.
Uh-huh. Well, that should be working well. Now, of course, French drain is a term that, you know, that's used very loosely. So are you speaking of a pipe that actually has holes in it, a perforated type pipe?
Yeah, or correct. A perforated pipe.
Okay.
The part that I pulled up already had a lot of silt and anything in it. You know, it didn't have any kind of fabric or sock on it or anything.
Yeah, Michael, you're right. The ordinarily, there's landscape fabric or, like you said, a sock that goes over it. So water can go through those perforations, but dirt doesn't, because dirt, as you discovered, will clog it up. One thing you might want to consider is as the French drain is coming down toward this air conditioning unit, instead of digging up underneath the air conditioning unit, I would dig up the pipe maybe 4 or 5 feet before it. Put in a couple of elbows, and I would use 45-degree elbows or a flexible pipe that you can bend so you don't have a sharp, and basically just come around it.
Okay, that's a great idea.
And once you're 4 or 5 feet past the air conditioning unit, then you can go back toward the house and reconnect to it. Now,
okay.
I mean, that's going to solve the problem of not having to dig up under the air conditioning unit, but it doesn't solve the problem of the pipe above it or below it, whether that's
right.
clogged or not. I mean, I don't really know, and I mean, I don't know if you need to dig out the whole thing or what, but...
Man, I hope not.
That'd be a way to go around the air conditioner without having to disturb it much.
Okay, I like the 45 angles. That would definitely help out.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, another thing I discovered recently with putting some of the gravel around my air conditioning system, it made it so much easier when I was doing the weed eating, because, you know, you don't really want to get that string trimmer right up against your air conditioning system. You know, you got wires, you got pipes and that kind of thing. That
right.
can help you a little bit in that regards as well.
And you don't want to be sending grass clippings into that unit either.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
Excellent.
Well, good, Michael. Glad we were able to help you on that, and best of luck, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, our pleasure. Hey, wanted to get an email in here real quick that someone sent in. It was Beth from Louisiana. Says, I have a shaded back patio where we love to have coffee every morning, but it's always covered in mildew. It kind of ruins the whole peacefulness of it, being reminded that we need to clean it up. But
yeah, I bet.
When we clean it, it seems to come right back. Is there something we can do to prevent it? Well, Beth, there absolutely is, because I can certainly sympathize with you when you're trying to relax and you see something that you just need to do. Well, here's what you can do. I would go to wetandforget.com and read all about their concentrate that they have. It's a concentrated outdoor cleaner that you basically just mix in a pump-up garden sprayer. You know, 1 gallon of this will make 6 gallons of the mixture, which will take care of just about an entire house if you need to. And then you just spray it on any surface that you want to clean. And the cool thing is you don't have to do anything else. No scrubbing, no rinsing, no pressure washing. Wet and Forget works with the wind wind and the rain to gently clean the surface over a period of time. And the mildew won't disappear immediately, but the results are long-lasting because generally once it takes care of all of the mildew, you don't have to do anything else for up to a year. Plus, there's no bleach, no phosphate, and non-acidic, so there's no strong chemical smells to spoil all that nice, relaxing coffee time. So go to wetandforget.com and check out their outdoor concentrate. That'll solve your problem. Hey, thanks for being with us here on Today's Homeowner. Coming up, our simple solution, which is one of the favorite parts of the show each and every week. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We'll be right back.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app, delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it, and a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order so you can keep doing what you do best, whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to the show. So glad you're with us. Hope we've been able to provide you some information, maybe some inspiration, to get out there and take care of some things around your home. Well, a lot of times things will be very, very simple, but they'll aggravate you all the time. And that's why a simple solution is such a real popular part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And that's brought to you each week by our buddy Joe Truini. What do you have, Joe?
All right, Danny, on this time of year, everyone's outside trying to spend as much time as they can out in the backyard, maybe working on some home improvement projects or on the Lance doing some landscaping projects, or of course having picnics and barbecues and that kind of thing, and you often need an extra trash can, right? So here's an easy way to create a trash can using a collapsible laundry hamper. I think you may have seen these. They cost about $9 or $10. They look like a giant spring wrapped in fabric, right? And you can collapse it to almost nothing, and then it pops up and it has a bottom on it, and it's typically used for putting dirty clothes in. But you can use it by as a trash can by lining it with a trash bag. I have one that's the hamper is about 15 inches in diameter. It stands about 26 or 7 inches tall, and it takes a 30-gallon trash bag. So you just put the bag inside this pop-up little hamper, and it stands up pretty well, and you can just throw your trash in and yank out the bag when it's full. So it's a really quick and easy and affordable way to get a trash can, whether you're going camping or to the beach or whatever you're doing or working in the backyard. And as I said, it collapses down to almost nothing. You know, it's only about a quarter inch thick once it's completely collapsed, and it has some ties that you can tie around it to keep it from popping open. And there you go. And you have, and the other thing it's good for, I've not tried this, but I heard someone told me they used it. They had this idea and they used it for at Christmas morning for throwing all the wrapping paper in.
Yeah.
Because it's always a mess of wrapping paper, right? What do you do with it? So you just toss it, gives you a little something to shoot for too after you crumple up the wrapping paper.
I tell you, we could have used that this week because one of the projects that we're doing at Chelsea's new home is removing wallpaper.
Oh, that would be perfect for that. Yeah.
And, you know, we had the garbage bag hooked to a doorknob, but, you know, you got two handfuls of wallpaper.
Right.
You got to, you know, use one to open the bag to throw it in. But with a hamper idea like that, we could have just kept tossing it in and packing it in with something light like that. And, But we did have our work cut out for us with some of that wallpaper that's been on there for 60 years. That took a little
60
bit.
60 years. Wow.
Yeah, took a little bit. It was real pretty, too. Yeah, very nice floral pattern.
Oh, that's
that,
nice.
You know,
well, if you scraped it off carefully, maybe you can put it in your new house.
No, I think
since
we were,
you like it so much.
Yeah, we scraped it off carefully, but we were getting it off in pieces about as big as a quarter.
Oh, so, gosh, isn't that awful? Yeah.
It took a little while. But I'll tell you what, if you are challenged with some wallpaper removing and you want to make it really easy, we did have a little trick up our sleeve there, and you can find that trick by going to todayshomeowner.com and in our little internal search engine there, put in wallpaper removal. It's a cool formula that you can put together with things you have right in your pantry, and then you probably have to buy some of the wallpaper remover paste that goes with it. You pump that up, spray it on the wall, and then you put lightweight plastic that just sticks to the wall and let it work overnight. Then you come back and it releases all of that glue. It makes it a lot easier to get all of that wallpaper off. So it can certainly make your life a lot easier.
And if you're thinking of installing wallpaper, buy the strippable kind. They actually make strippable wallpaper.
That's right.
Doesn't matter
how
much you love it now, think about loving it in about 10 years and you might not love it so much.
Hey, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.